It is impossible to believe that one person can have so much power. The hardest part is feeling like a passive spectator as we watch violation after violation of the rights we have long taken for granted. What can we mere citizens do? Can our collective voices really make any difference? Surprisingly, the answer to that question is yes. A Harvard political scientist analyzed more than 600 mass movements seeking to overthrow corrupt leaders and found that sustained, nonviolent protests can make a big difference. Large protests were often found to put pressure on business leaders, unions, the courts, and the military to withdraw support from an autocrat. And without their cooperation, the government frequently faltered. Think of the boycotts against South Africa that caused business owners to beg the government to end apartheid, or the years of nonviolent protests at lunch counters and on buses that shone a spotlight on the ugliness of Jim Crow and finally brought about civil rights legislation. The researchers found that the most successful movements involved at least 3.5% of the population. That is about 1,400 people in DeKalb, and could well be how many of us have been expressing outrage over the past few months on street corners and by contacting our legislators. We are seeing that the courts might not come to the rescue, and we know the Republicans won't. It could be up to us. I'm Deborah Booth, and that's my perspective.